Verse 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sits in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so with the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in judgment, in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. If you get nothing out of this message tonight, go home and read that again and again and again. Psalm chapter 1. And hopefully the Bible itself will speak to you in a very direct way. But the first question I want us to deal with tonight is, where are you planted? Are you planted, as described in verse 3, like a tree by a stream of water, which produces its fruit in season and whose leaf never dies, and whatever they do prospers? So where are you planted, Jan? Are you planted by the streams of water? If so, you should produce fruit in season, and your leaves should never die, and whatever you do, in word or in deed, will prosper. So let's just break that up into bite-sized chunks tonight. Go through it verse by verse. It won't take 4 hours. It should take about 15 minutes. But let's just unpack that quickly. Where you are planted will determine the fruits you produce. Now, we kind of know that song pretty well. They will know we are Christians by our... Oh, wow. Come on. A bit louder. You know that song. It's like Sunday school song. They will know we are Christians by our love. They will know where you are planted. You will know where you are planted by your love, by the fruits you bear. Now, to help us unpack the little fruit part of it, there's a famous text about fruit. And we should know that off by heart too. Galatians, come on, some of you were in teen church this morning, you should know this like seriously off by heart. Galatians 5, verse 22, the fruits of the Spirit. Can we say, I gave you one serious hint there. There's one which is love, then goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Where are you planted determines the fruits you bear. If you are planted far away from the stream, you will produce no fruit whatsoever. Have you ever seen a tree in the desert? You don't. It's a cactus. No fruit. No one wants to eat the fruit of a cactus, right? Just putting it out there. But let's just bring this home a little. Where you are planted determines the fruit you bear. Just name any famous Christian person, hopefully one that's still alive today, and look at their lives in the finest of details. Hopefully, and most of the time, all nine of those fruits will play a very crucial and integral part of their life somewhere along the way. Those who are rich have got great self-control, hey? Or patience. Or they're peaceful people. Or they could not be very peaceful. It all depends on how they got their money, I guess. But if you look at a famous Christian person and you look at their lives intently, you would probably discover all nine of those fruits are hanging off those trees. And not dried fruit, juicy fruit. Fruit that kind of, as you take a bite, you're like, oh, this is really good. You know what I'm talking about? Woolworths sells them. Go and buy those kind of fruit at Woolworths. Yes, you all know, that's the truth. Don't go anywhere else. But if you look at someone whose life is in the gutters and you inspect their life intently, you probably won't find much of the fruits of the Spirit in that life. So the question once again for us tonight is, where are you planted? Let's bring it home a bit more. Do you and I produce these kind of fruit that we've just mentioned in Galatians 5:22? If you call yourself a Christian, you tend to plant yourself right next to the stream. Well, then these fruit should be quite evident in your life. And then what's awesome is verse 3. It's just page back there. Verse 3. The person that is planted by the streams of water produces much fruit. Their leaves don't wither. Leaves are a sign of life. And then the awesome promise of God, whatever they do prospers. So friends, where you are planted is determined by the fruits you bear. Now you might ask, how on earth do I get close to the stream? How do I produce more love and peace and joy in my life? Verse 1 makes it quite clear. The ones that are planted by the tree do not walk in step with the wicked. Now what on earth does that mean? Like any of the youngsters understand what that means. They don't walk in step with the wicked. You're like, okay, so don't worry, I'll help you. The English Bible has got an easy to read version. If you're a teenager, go and buy it. It rocks. Listen to these words. We can understand this, right? Great blessings belong to those who don't listen to evil advice. That's what it means not to walk in step with the wicked. You don't listen to evil advice. Now, youngsters, I'm going to bowl you over a little. You will be a very blessed young person if you filter the music you listen to. You're listening to a lot of evil advice, especially if you're listening to some serious heavy metal. Have you listened to those lyrics? Or even the pop songs, man, they're just disgusting. That's evil stuff, where it tells you to cheat on your wife and go and find another girlfriend and you know, like, stuff like that. And if you listen to the heavy stuff, it's like, let's chop their heads off and cut them into pieces. That's what you're listening to. That's the evil advice that you're allowing to filter into your minds. Now, if you're not a teenager, what newspaper articles are you reading and engaging in with your friends and family? On Facebook, what are you watching on Facebook or YouTube? Or what movies do you go out and watch? We don't listen to evil advice. We don't allow evil to influence our way of life. Now, what helps me with that filtering system is whenever I listen to something or watch something, and this is like the typical cliche, you need to imagine that Jesus, or in my case, your mother-in-law or your mom, is sitting next to you while you're watching that movie or listening to that kind of music. Can you still do it with that person sitting next to you? My mom is just like, he's going to mess up his own life. You better sort himself out. You know, my mother-in-law would just clap me, and Jesus, I won't be able, he died for my sins. He did wonderful things for us. Having him sitting next to me and I'm watching, no, okay, let's change the channel to sport. Is that okay? They're punching each other. But it's funny. You know, that happened yesterday in the rugby. Did you see? It was hilarious. That helps me filter what I allow myself to get involved in. That's just one little part of verse 1. Blessed are those who don't listen to evil advice. Then the second part, who don't live like sinners. Now, in case you missed last week's sermon, download it and listen to it again. But here's the little snippet of last week's sermon. We as Christians are supposed to be set apart and live different lives, holy lives, to those in the world. So that those in the world can't point fingers at us Christians and go, you Christians ought to do that, right? We are supposed to go and live like trees planted by the stream of living water. and the fruit that we produce are supposed to be so tasty and so good looking for the non-Christians that they go, can I have some of that? Not, you're a Christian, just look at those fruits. Checkers won't even buy that, you know, hey? And I might get in trouble for that comment, but it's okay. All right, I know exactly who's going to punch me afterwards. I'm going to run. But you get the point. We don't live like sinners. If you're living, if you're planted next to the stream of water. And then the last part of verse 3, and this really rocks my boat, and we can chat about this for hours, but we'll just do it for like 2 minutes. Blessed are those who do not entertain or sit in the company of mockers. We live, young people, in the OMG generation. Watched a TV show this afternoon, and I was like, please do not win this competition, because that's the only word that ever comes out of your mouth. And I'm hoping that the other person wins the competition, because she never said OMG ever on the show. And if you don't know what OMG stands for, it's oh my God, but in a mocking way. Derogative way. And then some of the young people are like, yo, but Jan, all my friends say it. If you want to live a blessed life and enjoy the promises that come later on in this passage, do not mock God. Bottom line, let's move on to the good stuff of how we can live a life where God ensures that everything we do prospers. That's verse 3, the end of it. And then that awesome promise in verse 6. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, those who are planted by the stream. So the question is, Jan, how? How do I become that righteous person, that blessed person, that person that lives next to the stream of water? Isn't it awesome that in this one text, it just answers all those questions? How do I do it? Psalm 1 verse 2, we delight in the law of the Lord and we meditate on it day and night. That Bible that you're holding in your lap or in your phone right now, even if it's just Psalm 1 for the next year where you read it every day and you're like, God, help me live a life where these promises that you make in this 6-verse book, just these 6 verses, I want to live a prosperous life. I want to live a blessed life. I want to live a good life where others see the life that I'm living and they want it too. Just help me, God, get this right. And for the next year, you just spend the whole year in Psalm 1 just reading it and meditating on it. Meditating is like you think about it pretty much all day. Like when you just fell in love with your girlfriend for the first time, the same thing applies. You think about God all the time and what you read. And it could just be one verse that you read this morning, and hopefully it's one of these good ones, not like the wicked will perish and be like destroyed. That could like encourage you to be good all day. Like the wicked will perish and be destroyed. I do not want to be destroyed. Okay, the wicked will perish and be... No. Blessed are the ones who delight in the law of the Lord and meditate on it day and night, for they will prosper. You will prosper. So how do I get myself planted next to the tree, or next to the stream of life, next to God? Is I just spend some time, 30 seconds with Him and His Word, and just meditate on that one verse all day. And teenagers, you're like, well, it's a meditation business. All right, your Facebook status, or your Facebook logo picture, or your WhatsApp status and profile picture, or your lock screen on your phone, change that into a verse of the day thought, theme, Bob. That every time that you check, is my girlfriend WhatsApping me in maths? Oh, I've got to love the Lord with all my heart today. Let's just check on my girlfriend a bit later because I forgot to meditate on this verse. I've got to just have a bit more love, joy, peace, patience today. And if you're not that way inclined with technology, how about a sticky note? If you love making a lot of coffee, on your coffee cabinet or your tea jar, just post that sticky note right there. And every time you go and make a cup of coffee, so in my case it'll be quite a lot, I would read that sticky note and meditate on that verse while I'm sipping away at a really good cup of coffee. Do you want to live a prosperous life? Well then, delight in God's Word again. Meditate on it day and night, and then verse 3 becomes you. You become, verse 3, a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields fruit in season, and there's always life in you. Your leaves never die, and whatever you do prospers. And then I'm just going to skip over the wicked part because you guys are cool. You're not wicked. You're good people. But go read that. It's a good warning that we can actually go out and share this kind of message with those who we consider wicked and go, hey, man, your life can be so much better right now if you just ask God to uproot you and just plant you next to him, next to the water of life. And then listen to this wonderful promise in verse 6. If you meditate on the law of the Lord day and night, the Lord will watch over the way of the righteous. If you're producing fruit, and even if you're not, just spend some more time in God's word and let that water of God flow into your tree so you can produce the fruit. The Lord will be that gardener who watches over you, a little tree, and comes and prunes you and chops you up a little when there are twigs growing that aren't supposed to be growing, and cuts off the dead fruit and uses it as campfire wood and that kind of thing. And the Lord will watch over you, take care of you, O righteous and blessed ones. So tonight in your groups, you're going to unpack this on how to get this right in your daily lives. And could I encourage you to allow the people in your group tonight over the next couple of weeks as we journey towards Easter, hold you accountable to spending some time in God's word every day, meditating on, even if it's just one verse or this chapter for the rest of the year, that next week when you arrive, they're like, hey, how's Psalm 1 verse 1 doing? Or as you go through your week, just WhatsApp each other or SMS each other or phone each other and say, hey, I've just read this morning. It really encouraged me. Just keep me accountable to keep reading and spending some time with God in the week. But let's unpack this in a practical sense in our group tonight. You'll see the questions appear on the screen. But let's just pray together before we do that. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that in one chapter in your book, we can clearly see life's consequences. That blessed are those who dig into God's word and delight in your law and meditate on it day and night. It's like a tree planted by a stream of water. Help us, Lord, to become trees planted right next to you so that we can produce fruit like we read in Galatians 5:22, and that everything we do will prosper. But most importantly, help us to become the righteous ones that you look after. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.